In order to grasp the meanings of the terms up and down in this view, we need to insert labels for the so-called north and south poles of the octamer. Please note that the north pole, which was on the left in previous slides, is now on the right. I chose this position only because it better displayed the up-down orientations of the strands we'll be looking at. Starting with H2B, the blue subunit, note that the orientation of helix 1 is decidedly south, or down. Therefore, I have modeled the end terminus as a linear strand perpendicular to the histone equatorial plane and running down toward the south pole. The green H2A subunit is largely obscured by H2B, but if you look closely, you'll see it in the background, and you'll see that it's pointing decidedly up or toward the north. The up orientation of the red H4 subunit is very clear. And last but not least, we see the downward orientation of the white H3. H3 differs from the others in that there are extra helices between helix 1 and the N-terminal beta strand, but I think the general direction of the N-terminus is well established by the orientation of helix 1, which is unequivocally down. This completes our review of the strand directionality of the A, B, C, and D subunits, which comprise the so-called logical tetramer number 1, or the northern hemisphere of the octamer. The situation with the southern pole subunits, that is, the E, F, G, and H chains, is similar, except reversed in direction, because of the octamer twofold axis.